So he's been for years been going up and down the side yards and the behind yards, and I had to get a no trespass order against him.
Just for fun?
No, he doesn't do it for fun. Cat! He looks in people's windows.
Oh, the cat's like as an excuse.
The cat! The cat's an excuse.
Oh, but he crawls around and he has a cat?
Cat! He goes up and down the sides of the yards. The cat's an excuse.
Creeper. Away!
The cat's an excuse.
Creeper. Away!
He looks in people's windows.
Creeper. Away! Hey everybody, this is the Snowplow Show, episode 789. I'm your host, Brad, and today is January 25th, 2023. This show is brought to you by Vintage Anon, Jimmy S., Gobi, The Real Crazy Kraz, and Omni. They support the show over on Patreon, and that's really nice of them. Thank you. Today, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'm searching for swap shops right now just to get me started. So I guess we're going to start with some swap shops. You know, people that sell things on the radio, and we'll see what kind of craziness happens.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about that, you know, the thing you're selling, you know, the dinnerware.
Oh, well, I'm afraid you've called too late, so that has disappeared, but...
I'm the one that purchased it.
Nah.
Oh, yes, no, I am.
The Noritake?
Yeah, that's the one, 16-piece. Got it right here.
Are you the daughter of a friend of a person that called in last week?
Yeah, they came and picked it up, and I got them here. And me and her have been fighting. Me and her have been fighting. So I'm going to get her back. I'm going to break all of her stuff right now on the phone with you.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm going to break all 16 pieces.
My cousin came and got the stuff, so I don't know what stuff you're talking about.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Me and your cousin, we've been fighting like cats and dogs lately. So I'm going to get...
What's your cousin's name?
Look, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get him back, though. I'm going to break all these dinnerwares.
Okay, that's fine. Enjoy it. Bye.
Well, don't you want to listen?
I did not mean to have the Carol voice on. So I just found a new swap shop list. I've never been on this one before. It's in an area that I've never called, and so far it's going terrible. That's like the 10th call I've made, and the rest of them have either not been picking up or they just suck.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about that Christmas garland.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, okay. It sounds really dumb. Like, I don't even have a mantle. You said it's Christmas garland for a mantle?
I have a fireplace.
I don't have a fireplace or a mantle.
Okay. Well, you can put it around your door.
It says it's for a mantle. I didn't want to, like...
You can put it around your door. Put it around a coffee table, maybe a sofa table, an entry door.
But, ma'am, I'm single, and I live in an apartment, and I don't celebrate Christmas, and I'm kind of a Satanist.
I see.
I don't like Christmas.
You don't like Christmas. Well, then you probably wouldn't like this.
I'm more of a Halloween guy. Because, you know, your garland has those red poinsettias on them.
Yes.
Is that how you pronounce it, poinsettias?
Yes.
You wrote poinsettias.
I've heard it called that too, but I call it poinsettia.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those flowers, and I don't like garland. I don't want your stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling,
sir. I'm not interested, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm never going to buy your stuff. I don't care if it's the last garland on earth. Here's someone who's a dealer for It Works, which is a beauty supply company who apparently has the business name of It Works.
Hello?
Hello, sir? Is this the...
What the fuck do you want?
Why are you yelling at me?
Stop calling my fucking grandma's phone, dog.
Hey, she put her number on the radio. I was calling to ask about something.
I don't know, bro, but what you just said was rude as hell.
What did I say? I didn't say anything yet.
I'm not going to buy none of your stuff, then. If you're not going to buy none of her stuff, dog, stop calling her number.
Oh, no, no. This is for a different thing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, is this about the couch?
Look, sir, stop being your grandma's goddamn secretary and put her on the phone.
All right, bro, I'll talk to you later. Go bullshit with someone else.
You douche canoe. Man, she had two listings in a row, and I didn't notice that the numbers were the same. I wanted to pretend to be with the It Works company, but no. That guy had to get on the phone and ruin it all. Oh, man, there she is again, selling the love seat and sofa.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. I was calling about those mag wheels with tires.
Oh, yeah. I got rid of them. Yeah.
Oh, no. I know you got rid of them. You sold. You gave them to me.
Oh, you're the guy. Okay. Yeah.
What's with the GPS tracker in here, buddy?
Is there one? I don't know.
Yeah. You shouldn't be wanting to know where I'm going, because that's a little weird.
Wow. No, I didn't know. Where was it at? I don't even know what they look like.
I was inside one of the mag wheels, right where you put it. You hot glue gunned it in there.
No, that wasn't me.
And it's got a fully charged battery.
Those came out of a storage unit. Mm-hmm. We own a storage facility, and somebody left those in a storage unit.
Yeah, well, how come you put a GPS tracker on it before you sold it? That's a little weird. What are you, some kind of a car thief?
Who is this?
I don't even have a nice car. I don't see why you're trying to, like, see where I'm going.
I don't understand. You've got me confused.
Well, you don't understand how you were caught putting a GPS thing in my mag wheels?
No, I have no idea.
You're just confused because you didn't expect to get caught, did you? You thought you
I
were
sure
just
didn't because I didn't do anything.
You thought you were just going to sit there and monitor my location like a creep, and I'd never know. Okay, next is the sofa love seat. I'm going to skip that one. Oh, and that's actually the last number, so I don't know. I guess I could call the sofa people. Maybe I could call from a different number.
Hello?
You what? Have reached Person County.
What? I reached who? What? Okay, I'm going to stop calling that one.
That was the couch lady whose grandson yelled at me. I think, was she trying to pretend she's like the county sheriff or something? That's illegal, ma'am. You can't be doing that, pretending to be cops and stuff. But I called from a completely different phone number, so maybe they didn't pay attention. Maybe they just assumed it was going to be me. Whatever. I didn't want their stupid couch anyway.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Who's calling?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I was shining my flashlight in your window last night.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, I was blinking Morris code. I didn't know if you'd heard it or, I mean, if you'd seen it or...
Roy, I don't know that I know you.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know you either. I was blinking my flashlight in your window last night. I was trying to tell you that you left your porch light on.
I think you have the wrong number.
What are you talking about?
I don't have a porch.
Well, the porch light, you know, the light next to the door. Duh.
You have the wrong number. Duh.
Ma'am, how dare you, dummy? I can't believe I just got dud and by an old lady. So I don't know what I'm doing at this point. You know, I finished that swap shop list. Do I really want to do another whole show of swap shops? Not really. So I'm just looking at my request email folder right now and seeing what's in here. That was a number from Next Door Nick, of course.
You reach Carpentry at Independent Door Installers. Leave your name, number right after the beep. Thank you.
Hello, Paul? Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? It's your neighbor. It's Roy. Hello? Hello? Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, Paul. Oh, wait, you are picking up. Hold on. Let me hit the accept button. Hello, Paul?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Oh, great. I was just trying to call you. We're getting ready to change your phone number. This is Kevin from Metro PCS.
Okay.
So this number here, this 1309, it's not going to work anymore.
Why is that?
Because I'm changing it to a brand new phone number.
No, I want that phone number. Why would you want to change it?
Oh no, this 1309, it's basically expired at this point. And when people call that, they're going to get a message that says this number's been disconnected.
Well, I have that on my business card and all that stuff.
Oh well, they'll know what happened because you know they'll call the number and it'll say it's been disconnected.
But why did it change? Why did it change it? Because I have my business on that and everything.
Oh, I know. It's just you know, I was in your account monkeying around and I you know, kind of started the process to change your number, and I don't know how to back out of this because I was just.
Well, why would you want to change my number though?
Well, it's not that I want to. It was kind of a mistake. I was just in there.
Why is it a mistake? I had the number for 3 years. It can't be a mistake. I got to have that number.
Well, I know, but lots of people change their numbers. It's like a really easy.
No, I can't. I can't change that number. You got to change it back.
Okay. Well, no, I don't know how to change it back.
Well, you got to figure it out, man. You got to figure it out.
I can change it to another new phone number. That's not.
No, I don't want another phone number. I want the same one.
Sir,
just leave it alone.
You're just going to have to call up everybody and give them your new phone number. It's not a big deal.
No, I'm not going to do that. I got it on my business card. I just got new business cards and everything.
Well, throw those away. Get some new ones.
I can't do that.
You can tell the business.
I can't do that.
Tell the business card company that they made a mistake. They misprinted your number and just.
I got to keep the same one. I can't take that off. I need the same one.
Well, now you're starting to sound sketchy, and I'm starting to wonder what you're up to. Are you some kind of drug dealer?
I have the same number for 3 years on my company. I am not changing it.
Sir, 3 years is not a long time.
Don't change my fucking number.
I'm changing your number. Okay. And when people call it.
Do not change my number.
I don't see why you're yelling it. Oh, that was a good one, Paul. I got you good. Just so you know, I'm not really with Metro PCS. I'm just a prank caller. That's all. Yeah, I'm still on your voicemail. I guess you called me back while I was leaving a message, so we just recorded that entire call. Now you have a hilarious call to give to your family and your friends, and you can show them how mad you got about your...
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
All right.
To replay your message.
Three minutes, I guess, was the maximum length. I hope he actually checks his voicemail messages and hears that, because I thought that was just a home answering machine. Maybe it was. So that was another one from Next Door Nick. Let me scroll around here and find something that's not Next Door Nick. Here's a guy from the sign guy trying to lease out his apartment.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hello, it's Roy about your apartment. And these pictures are crazy. It looks like he inherited his grandma's house. It's got like old furniture. I don't know, maybe not. It's a weird looking place. Is that a bong on the kitchen table? I'm not going to live with these heathens.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after.
I'm trying to understand what I'm looking at in this photo. Like, you guys know what wainscoting is, right? Like the lower portion of the wall. Where you just, you know, you put the different texture, different type of wall or whatever. This one is like gold with dark paneling on the top part. Or is that just gold wallpaper? What a weird place. Let me try him back.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Richard, please pick up. Richard. I don't think that's going to work. I got to know what's up with your walls, Richard. And this bong on your dining room table. I don't approve.
Hi.
Richard.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I would never live with a heathen like you, because you have a bong on your dining room table.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that all about? Bunch of heathens over there.
What did you say?
Oh, I had a question about your walls. So the bottom part of the walls, are they actually gold?
No, they're just gold paint.
Gold, like wallpaper?
Yeah.
That's cool. I bet you those walls haven't been opened up in decades. I think if I were to move in there and we start opening up the walls, we'll probably find some sort of hidden treasure or whatever, or maybe a time capsule. Damn it, you guys. He's not into my time capsule idea.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Richard, we got disconnected somehow. Are these boobs in your bathroom on the floor? It's like a towel or a rug, and it has just cartoon boobs drawn on it. I mean, they could be boobs. I don't know. Like, I know what boobs look like. One of his pictures...
The Google subscriber...
...is, like, underneath the kitchen table with the bong on it. But it's just, like, the legs of all the chairs and the legs of the table. There's, like, nothing in the picture. Just a bunch of legs from tables that has a bong sitting on it. Or maybe it's just a vase. I don't know. But I'm gonna copy this picture here. And this is gonna be some show art today, if I remember. I'm sorry it won't have the cartoon boobs on the picture, but it will have the crazy wallpaper. That one was sent in by the sign guy. Another guy trying to sublease his apartment, I guess. That was sent in 20 hours ago.
Ooh, look at this. I got to hang up the phone request for a female name, so I got to be a chipmunk.
Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Yes.
Hey, listen here, lady. You better hang up that damn phone right now. Angela.
Who's talking to you?
Oh, I'm talking to you, Angela. You hang up that damn phone right now. I order
who
you.
Who is this?
Hey, don't worry about who I am. You just hang up that phone.
Well, you don't tell me what to do. How about that?
Hey, you better hang up that phone or else.
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll tell you to hang up the phone again.
Well, tell me to hang up. I don't take orders from nobody.
Well, you better hang up that phone. Like, why are you even talking to me? You don't even know who I am.
Exactly right. Why are you calling me?
This is a waste
of... You're not who I am, evidently.
Oh, I know who you are. Look, this is a waste of time for me and a waste of time for you. So why don't you just hang up that damn phone?
Then don't be calling my damn phone, then. How about that?
Oh, I won't. I won't ever call you again, motherfucker.
Well, good.
Yeah. What are you doing today?
Who is this?
Hey, I don't care what you're doing today. Just hang up that damn phone, lady.
Why don't you shut my damn dick, bitch?
Hey, why don't you shut your dog up?
Why don't you?
Because I don't have a dog, idiot.
Well, then come try to shut mine up. I dare you.
No, your dog sounds annoying and irritating. I don't like your dog.
Well, you know what? At least my dog ain't a dickhead like you.
Well, at least, you know, you should just hang up that phone.
You gonna call somebody and tell them to hang up and you're the one that called?
Hey!
You got life fucked up.
I'm just giving you good advice. You better hang up that phone so I can complete the charges.
I'm giving you some good advice, too. You don't call me and tell me what to do unless you want your ass stomped.
Oh, you ain't gonna stomp my ass.
I'll stomp your ass if I find out who the fuck you are.
Oh, no, you won't. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because I live in Canada, and you've never been out of the country.
Oh, I've been to Canada.
Oh,
there's
bullshit.
Something else you don't know.
Bullshit, you
bullshit,
have.
Bullshit, I have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, quit trying
me
to...
And my grandmother and my mother and my sister went up there.
Quit trying to impress me, Angela. I don't care. Just
and don't say
up.
I haven't been out of... Well, I don't care either, bitch.
You better
if
just
you're from Canada, how the hell do you know me, and how did you get my phone number?
Maybe you should just not worry about it and hang up that damn phone.
Well, why don't you come do something about it? How about that? I dare you.
Oh, I will.
Not, well, come on.
Not really, though. I live in Canada. I don't have money to come down there and do anything, but don't be silly.
Well, you sure got money to be on this phone talking shit, don't you?
Well, you're talking shit to me, and you won't hang up your damn phone.
Now, you started it.
Why don't you just hang up your damn...
It.
I know. What are you doing? You're wasting your time.
Why don't you hang up your damn phone?
Oh, I don't want
That's
to.
That's what you need to do. You need to hang up your damn phone.
Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
Well, then don't you tell me what to do, bitch.
Okay, I will.
Just kidding. I didn't hang up.
I know you didn't.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Angela, why don't you disconnect the line?
You know what? Won't you just disconnect yourself from the line?
Why don't you release the line? Hit the button. Hit the red button.
Yeah, why don't you?
You do it. You first,
That's
and then I'll do it.
What you need to do.
I'm not hanging up anything.
Hell no. Hell no. I ain't doing that shit.
What? I order you to hang up that damn phone.
You got my fucked up. You don't know who you're dealing with.
You're wasting your minutes. And you're only going to be able to talk on nights and weekends.
No, I got unlimited minutes. You're the one wasting your time. I ain't got nothing better to do than sit here and talk to some dumb.
Yeah, but if you don't hang up your phone, you're going to waste my minutes. And then I will only have my nights and weekends minutes. And I'll only be able to talk to people that are in my network on Metro PCS.
Hey, I got unlimited anytime minutes.
That's because
I've got unlimited.
That's because you spend
your shit, not me.
That's because you spend your money
your
poorly. Well, you just waste your money on unlimited
minutes.
How do you
know I spend my money poorly?
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't have to pay this goddamn phone bill, bitch.
What do you have unlimited minutes for, then?
My boyfriend pays my phone bill.
What's his name?
Ain't none of your damn business.
Ah, I knew you didn't have a boyfriend.
And ain't none of your business what I do, how I do it, and when, and what I do.
Why are you just hanging up? Just hanging up.
And why don't you? Why the hell did you call me for?
I'm tired of listening to you, you dumb hoe.
Well, then hang the fucking phone up and don't call back.
Well, if you hang up the phone, I won't have to listen to you.
No, you hang up the phone or you will listen to me.
That doesn't make sense.
No, because you're a goddamn bitch.
I am. It's true.
Yeah, women are bitches, and evidently you don't know shit.
What you been
Most
doing?
Most women don't know shit.
What you been doing today?
Well, evidently I'm arguing with some damn stupid ass hoe on the phone.
Why don't you go do something productive? Hang up the phone and go do something productive.
I've already done something productive. I've already cleaned my damn house. What have you done today?
Did you wash your
Besides
hair?
Besides damn dick sucker.
I bet you didn't wash your hair.
Well, ain't none of your business what I've done.
Well, I know you never wash your hair. Your hair's always smelly.
How would you know? You're in Canada.
Well, you know, I've been down here before.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I've never been down here. I've never been out of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been to Canada and wouldn't go back.
What are you going to watch on television tonight?
I have no idea. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Well, what's the last thing you watched?
And if I do, it's usually the Hallmark Channel.
Oh, God. You watch those movies about, like, lonely females getting swept off their feet?
No, because I'm not a lonely female. I like my house the way it is, me and my three dogs.
Getting swept off their feet and having the man take them away.
Come on in. This goddamn bitch called me and telling me to hang up my goddamn phone. And she called me, she said she's in Canada.
Why don't you hang up your
goddamn
phone?
I said, hang up your fucking phone, bitch. I don't know who the fuck she is. She won't tell her name.
Hey, why don't you tell that man in the background to shut the fuck up?
Why don't you shut the fuck up? I'll beat your ass, bitch.
I asked him to shut the fuck up first. Is that your dad?
And I'm telling you to shut the fuck up.
Is that your neighbor? Is that your neighbor, Eddie?
Yeah, it's my neighbor, Eddie. It sure the fuck is.
Hey, Eddie. Eddie, why don't you get the fuck out of this house? You're not wanted here.
Won't you get the fuck off my goddamn phone?
Why don't you get the fuck off my phone?
You called me, bitch.
I know, I had to hang up.
What's wrong with you, bitch? Y'all are too goddamn fucking ignorant.
You could have hung up like 8 minutes ago, but you chose
well, you
not to.
You called me. Why the fuck are you still rubbing them goddamn dick suckers for?
What?
I said, why are you still running them damn dick suckers for? You called me, you hang up that goddamn phone.
No, I won't hang up that phone.
I know you don't, because you know what? You just...
What?
Dick suckers.
You're a dick sucker.
No. Whose dick have I been sucking, bitch? You tell me.
You said you had a boyfriend. You don't suck his dick? That's weird.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend, all right. Me and my three goddamn dogs.
What? Your dogs are your boyfriends? That's disgusting, man.
Well, they're females, so that's really goddamn funny, ain't it?
So you're a
You don't know shit from sugar.
You're a lesbian dog fucker.
Yeah, all women are fucking stupid.
That one.
All but me.
That one is.
You got that right.
Oh, yeah, I'm stupid. Well, guess what? I'm not even a woman.
The only thing you are is a dick-sucking hoe.
I ain't no dick-sucking hoe, motherfucker. I'm a man.
Well, fuck you then.
Well, hell, you acting like a goddamn woman.
Oh, did you mean
woman?
My goddamn thing on the phone. Change the voice.
Yeah, I got you good. I fooled you, didn't I? We got into a cat fight. Like, we're a couple of ladies.
Hey, you a punk every day or what?
We're you got me what?
I said we got into a cat fight. Like, we're a couple of ladies just going at it, you know.
No, I'm just telling motherfucker. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Some motherfucker tells me to hang up.
Why don't you hang up the goddamn phone, ma'am?
Well, you hang
up. Well, why don't you hang up your fucking phone, bitch?
I don't feel like hanging up my phone.
Well, I feel like hanging up mine.
Well, I'm charging $2.50.
I'd rather find out where the fuck you are and come kick your ass.
Well, I get $2.50. Hey, shut up. I get $2.50 for every minute you stay on the phone.
Well, I guess I'm making you rich then, ain't I?
Yeah, thank you. I've got so much money now. Like $25.
Well, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do, because that's another goddamn lie, too.
No, it's not.
You got one of them apps on your phone, changes your voice. Hell, I used to use it too, and I called people and show up in the police department and tell them I was deputy so-and-so, and I had a warrant for your arrest, and you better come turn yourself in.
Oh, that's hilarious. Did they ever do it?
I don't know if they done or not. But
you should have found out. And you should have been like, ha-ha, I got you to turn yourself in.
I was too busy laughing. I was too busy laughing at them.
No,
but it got them good.
Good job.
Yes.
Well, anyway, hang up that damn phone, lady.
Why don't you?
No.
Well, we'll see who gives that first.
Okay, fine. I'll just start playing the voicemails, and you'll listen to voicemails with me.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead. I want to hear your voicemail.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, do it.
We got a voicemail from Redbeard.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard from...
Well, I don't hear it.
Oh, you don't hear it?
No.
Oh, here, let me fix it. Okay, there we go. Now you can hear it. I promise.
Hey, Brad, it's Redbeard from Alabama.
He's from Alabama, ma'am. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he sounds like a bitch, too.
Redbeard, she called you a bitch.
Yeah, I was just wondering, listening to a call of yours, and I was wondering if, do you still get the rush of adrenaline or whatever it is, you know, whenever you have some sort of heightened conflict.
Ma'am, would you call this?
I get a rush of adrenaline when I stick my dick in your ass.
Ooh, that's hot. I would love for you to stick your dick in my ass.
Well, hell, bring it. I'll do it.
Well, he's asking
I'll dry fuck you on top of that.
He's asking if we get a rush of adrenaline whenever we make prank calls, like whenever you called the police station. Or are you called as the police station? Like, did that?
No,
make...
I didn't get a real rush. I just got really good and tickled.
That's good. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Anytime.
No, I wasn't talking to you.
What?
You know, there's certain things, a gentleman, and I, and they're far and few between, but I got a friend that is. So,
hey, shut up.
Know,
shut up. We've got Redbeard to listen to.
These years on the phone, when somebody gets
we don't give a fuck about Redbeard.
And that is threatening you. And you
I'm pissing to give you a case of red ass.
Well, we're talking about adrenaline and threatening me and stuff.
I ain't threatening you. I said I was going to give you a case of red ass.
Yeah, you're not.
If I was threatening you, you'd know it.
You're not listening to Redbeard, goddammit.
I don't threaten anyway. I make promises. I don't make threats.
Oh, that's sweet. I should make more promises, too. You don't sound like you make promises, though. You sound like a total bitch.
I am a total bitch, and I'm proud of it.
Okay.
And all that crap. Just wonder if you still get that rush of adrenaline or whatever it is.
I don't really get the adrenaline, Redbeard. I mostly just get the giggles, like this lady. Like my BFF Angela here.
BFF, man.
You guys, like, voicemails are going to take me forever if I play them this way, because you guys are just interrupting and not saying...
Damn straight.
I know. This,
damn straight.
I'm going to have to make you hang up the phone.
I like to say you make me.
please hang
that's
up the phone.
That's a chore right there. You have, yeah, make me. Come on, I want to see this.
I have so many voicemails.
It's going to be fun.
Holy crap, I'm free up to your Patreon, but it didn't exactly work. And I don't know what to do.
I love Michigan. Mate, me.
Hey, look, someone left a voicemail messing with their voice. Just like me.
Yep. Yep.
Should I listen to Corbin Guy next or Brown Teresa?
Well, what you need to do is bend over and kiss your ass.
I'm not that flexible, ma'am. I'm actually a little bit fat right now.
Well, you know what? I can help you there. What you can't do, I'll bend you right on over.
And you'll kiss my ass?
No, I ain't kissing your ass. You kiss your own, but I'll help you bend over and get there.
You said you're going to help me.
Yeah, help you bend over to get there so your lips can touch your ass.
That makes sense. I like how the man in the house is giggling like you're hilarious.
She is.
He says I am.
Of course he thinks
I
you are.
I see him every day, so evidently I'm something.
Is he your handyman that takes incredibly good care of you?
No, I don't have one of them.
Oh, darn.
I take care of myself.
Anyway, hang up that damn phone. Hanging up.
You hang up.
I ain't hanging up shit.
Well, it looks like you're the damn bitch then, don't it?
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. Life's a bitch and then you marry one. Unless you're a dick sucker.
That was a good one.
And then if you're a dick sucker, you marry another bitch. A bastard bitch is what they're called.
Holy shit. You just keep coming up with them. That was great.
Oh, I got all kind of.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's
enough. Hey, shut up, sir. Get out of our conversation.
Shut up.
Get out of our conversation, sir.
I got you on speaker, so he's in my... I'll let him in this conversation.
I don't want him there. We're going to listen to Corbin Guy now.
We don't give a goddamn what Corbin you want. And hello to all the listeners out there in voicemail land. You know, I've been sitting here fucking around with chat open AI and plugging in prank call joke ideas, and the machine's been spitting up a lot of stuff, you know. I
have heard about that.
For example, you know, give me a prank call about water running backwards and the computer program saying, you know, pretend to be a plumber and tell the person that you received report that the water in their house is running backwards and have they noticed anything unusual, and blah, 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 so on and so forth. So, hey, go out there, fuck around with chat open AI, you know, get it to come up with ideas and then flood Brad with them.
I said
he just loved that. He would just love.
I'm always referencing my ideas that people send me.
I tell you what their problem is.
What?
They've been smoking too much weed.
What?
Been smoking too much weed.
Who's? There's no such thing as too much weed, ma'am.
Well, evidently on your behalf, yeah, it is. Maybe you should have stopped two or three joints or two or three blunts ago.
What are you talking about? I haven't smoked at all today.
Well, you had to. You smoked something.
You're just bored to death.
Why would you say I smoked something? Just because I told you to hang up your damn phone? We'll see what Brown Teresa has to say about this.
You need to quit.
Hey, Braddy Poo. Brown Teresa here.
Hey, Brown
Teresa. I don't know why that voice sounds like shit, but hopefully it sounds better.
You know, it happens sometimes.
Old hobo code, and we were calling radio people, and this lady said that she works for the sheriff department. Yeah, as the janitor.
I know why.
Just like this lady that I've got on the phone. She used to pretend she was the sheriff.
Nobody else to talk to. You so damn ugly. You so damn ugly. You walked into a haunted house and walked out with the application.
Are you talking about me or Teresa?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, okay. I had the volume turned down. I was listening to Brown Teresa. Hold on. Let's see what else she says.
They're dusting off shelves over there. That was so hilarious to me.
Those were the days. Yeah, your phone sounded like shit again, Teresa.
Yeah, love you.
Bye.
All right, bye. Stop for loitering. Or littering. Excuse me. Loitering.
Who's littering?
No, your mama got... Yeah, your mama dropped you off at school. You said, I am ugly. Your mama drops you off at school. And you got... And she got stopped for littering.
What? Was this when I was a child or recently?
Did your mama recently drop you off at school?
No, it's been a few decades.
Because you need to grow the fuck up as you did.
Nuh-uh. I'll never grow the fuck up. You can't make me.
I don't want to do with you.
Why don't you? Oh, then why are you talking to me? Just hang up that damn.
As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm locking this goddamn number, so you can't get a hold of me again anyway.
Oh yeah, but guess what? I'll call you back with a different phone number. How about that?
Well, that's fine, and I'll block that one too.
I got like 30 phone numbers. You're gonna have to block all my numbers.
Well, I've got about 90 numbers blocked, so you know I'll block your 30, so it don't matter.
What do you block people for?
Because I don't want to talk to them.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That checks out. I believe you. All right, Teen Wolf Jesus.
Hey, Brad, it's Teen Wolf Jesus. So I just had a really funny thing happen. I heard a very funny story. So I just got my hair cut.
I'm down.
And it's a very nice haircut. I'm sure you were, you know, wondering that to yourself.
Yeah,
of
right.
Of course. But anyway, the barber that I went to.
That was not a funny story, Teen Wolf Jesus.
I'm going to wash clothes and I ain't got time for you no more.
He told a story about this guy that was like...
Here's your crazy story right here. Bye, dickhead, bitch.
And to get to him, he ended up cutting a giant hole in his floor and he jumped through the ceiling and attacked the guy. That could be a pretty funny...
This sounds like something you had your AI make up, I think.
Fucking prank. I don't know if that
You've been
was,
talking to Corbin guy.
Like, spark off any emergencies, but... The guy said the hole was like 4 feet wide, like he drilled it out with like a, or he cut it out with like a sawzall. I thought it was great, and they had to evict the guy immediately. They called the police, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if the police necessarily show up, but I do like the idea of you cutting a hole through the floor to go visit with your neighbor and maybe installing a fire pole so you can slide down.
Hell yeah.
All right, I hope you're having a good day.
I want Bye. A fire pole in my apartment. What do you think, Angela? Would you want a fire pole? Oh, she hung up. You guys, she hung up. I did not hang up. I just looked over after listening to Teen Wolf Jesus and she hung up the phone. It was not me. I am not the bitch in this situation. It is definitely Angela and not me who is the bitch. Really, I think Teen Wolf Jesus just bored her to death with that dumb fire pole idea. No, I'm kidding. That's a great idea, Teen Wolf Jesus. I'll definitely be doing that. Uh-oh. This one doesn't look good.
Hello, Bradley. This is Gary Busey.
It's Gary Busey, everybody. This is bad.
In your last episode, you said to my father, I know your son's not around because he'd be yelling a bunch of shit at me. Don't try to pretend he's there.
See? And now here you are, yelling a bunch of shit at me. Now that you're really here, see?
And my response
I was right.
To that is, I think I have a very calm speaking voice. So I don't know why you are slandering me.
Well, you can yell shit at me in your calm speaking voice.
In front of your... audience of tens of people. I really don't appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
You know, the reason I yell is because my dad would only ever let me use my phone to call you.
Wow, your dad's a real asshole.
Like, I had never performed a phone call before that, so
mm-hmm.
I just think it's really insensitive that you would talk about me like that. But,
good.
I mean, you do you, Bradley.
Okay, I will.
But you're on thin fucking ice, let's just say that.
Kidding.
Bye.
Jesus, this is a long voicemail. Why are all the voicemails long? I just deleted two Corbin guy voicemails. They're like 2 minutes long. And Gary Busey's over here yelling at me for like a minute. You need to get your son under control, Redbeard.
Hi, Brad. This is Randall from Pearland, Texas. I was curious why you don't often call the show the Snow Plow Show anymore. You used to really stick to it, and
yeah.
I feel like over the last few years
that was the gimmick the first year of the show.
Gotten away from it. Anyway, cactus.
I think I said every variation of Snow Plow Show that there was, and there's just no more to say. I can't do it. I mean, I guess I could, but I got bored with it. Okay, leave me alone. Okay, last voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's the cameraman here.
Hey.
First show of the new year, pretty good. It was quite laughable.
Oh, I think
you were doing some of those homo ass related calls. So recently, about 6 months ago, on my police scanner, I found like a neighborhood watch group that has like a repeater network, and every Friday they do like this crime report.
Fucking nerds.
And one lady during the comments said, "Oh, don't be alarmed, anybody, if you see us driving around with binoculars. We're going to be doing a New Year's bird watch or some stupid shit like that." And I thought, hey, why don't you start mentioning when you see these violations of these lawns not being a full 1080p or something like that, that you saw it for the binoculars, or maybe start doing bird watching for the Chinese government.
Okay.
I think people don't like being looked at binoculars. All right, bye.
Okay, Did I actually tell somebody that their lawn was not a full 1080p? Or is that your idea? Because I love that idea. I want to start telling people they're bringing down property values because they're not using 4K video on their lawns. Looks like shit. It's all fuzzy. It's in a 4:3 aspect ratio. Ugh. Okay, I need to call back this lady, Angela, who's never going to pick up for me again because she's blocked my number. I'm going to call her from her area code and then 420-6969. And she better pick up.
Hello?
Angela! You hung up in the middle of voicemails. I just needed to say thank you for playing along.
Well, guess what?
What?
I don't have time for this.
Okay.
I'm fixing to go wash some clothes.
You're going to wash some clothes? Okay, listen, just one thing. This episode's been sponsored by Vintage Anon, Jimmy S., Gobi, The Real Crazy Crabs, and
well,
Omni.
Well, you know what?
And
well,
Omni.
I could care less.
What? You've done a what?
I could care less.
Well,
what you need to do is fucking hang up this phone
okay.
and quit playing pranks on people.
Hey, I noticed.
Because you
noticed,
done called the wrong damn person.
I noticed.
And when I see you, I'm going to stomp your ass.
But lady, you hung up the phone last time.
I got a prank for you. You're a damn dick sucker.
Why'd you hang up the phone on
me? I
said
you had a dick last night, a big black one on top of that.
I did.
I bet you did. My own two damn eyes. I was peeping in your damn bedroom window, bitch.
That's awesome. Did you take video? Of me and my boyfriend?
Oh, hell no. I left the phone in the damn car.
Ah, shit. I hate when that happens.
I do too, because I'd have put you on YouTube.
All right, listen here, lady. The show's over. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Angela. Bye.
Bye.
I love you. She wins shit. Shut up,
boy,
sir.
I win.
Shut up, sir.
Hey.
She didn't win shit.
Hi, Josh.
Hang up the phone, Angela. Hang it up.
No, I need something.
You hang up that goddamn phone.
You kiss my ass and bring me something right fucking now.
I ain't bringing you shit, lady. I'm in Canada.
All right, fine. So if you ever get anything from me again.
Why don't you hang up the phone again like you did last time, you bitch?
Okay, you bastard. Dick sucker.
Mwah, I love you. I love you.
Well, I don't love you. I don't know who you are.
Oh, come on. You're making it weird. Say it back. I love you. Love you, Angela.
I love to hate you.
Aw, thank you. Bye.
Nah, dickhead.
And she hung up again. I won 2 times in a row with Angela. I'm undefeated.
Coffee from the bank. Fritos isn't free. I only want to be with other people like me. Advil, Tylenol, there is no relief. I only wanna be with other people like me. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that chapstick causes chapped lips, and sunscreen causes sunburns, and music causes hearing loss, and bottled water makes you thirsty, and I am just a cat watching another cat on TV. I lit a match, I threw it in the trash, I tossed it all in the dumpster. The dumpster fire got bigger, now we need a bigger dumpster and a book of matches.
Everything is fine.
I caught a cold, I coughed on all my friends. Now everyone is coughing on everybody else, and we're coughing on our doctors, and our doctors cough out. Start to get out and confront me in the intersection. They are screaming,
everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine.
Doing improv, coffee, juice, or tea. I only wanna be with other people like me. SEAL Team 6 is here, saging everything. I only wanna be with other people like me. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, chapstick causes chapped lips, and sunscreen causes sunburns, and music causes hearing loss, and bottled water makes you thirsty, and I am just a dog watching another dog on TV. I lit a match, I threw it in the trash, I tossed it all in the dumpster. The dumpster fire got bigger, now we need a bigger dumpster and a book of matches. Everyone is coughing on every
drivers start to get out and confront me in the intersection. They are screaming, everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine. Everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine. I lit a match, I threw it in the trash, I tossed it all in the dumpster. The dumpster fire got bigger, now we need a bigger dumpster and a book of matches. I caught a cold, I coughed on all my friends. Now everyone is coughing on everybody else, and we're coughing on our doctors, and our doctors cop out. Everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine. I crossed the street against the light, it backed up all the traffic. The drivers start to get out and confront me in the intersection. They are screaming, everything is fine, everything is fine, everything is fine.
Yes, this is the state police calling. That you've been harassing people on the lines and stuff, telling them you're going to shut their lines off. Well, we're going to shut you down.
What? That's not how the state police talk. They don't leave you thinly veiled threats. I'm going to call this guy back. Oh, and by the way, I searched the number that he's calling from in my email. This is Paul from the trailer park from earlier.
This is the state police. You're on a recorded line.
Woo woo, skilly woo woo woo. That's not how the police talk. Sir, you're bad at impersonating the police. You sound more like a 10-year-old that's pretending to be an adult.